Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Jizo An Zen Community's Dharma Talks. We are happy to make these recordings available to you. Please consider making a one-time or recurring donation via the link on our webpage found under Become a Member. We thank you wholeheartedly. Gassho.
Well, again, good evening, everyone.
Sensei.
So tonight's talk is called Great Determination. There is no app for this. There's a frequently quoted Zen saying, seven times knock down, eight times get up, that speaks to a core aspect of practice and training, namely the cultivation and unwavering perseverance, even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. The Dharma points to the essential nature of great determination on the spiritual path, because it recognizes the necessity for deep resolve in our ever-changing lives and surroundings. As you know, we have three pillars of practice: great faith, great doubt, great determination. And Dōnin's teaching last month was on great doubt, so I thought it would be timely to discuss great determination tonight. Sometimes you'll see and hear the words determination, perseverance, effort, and diligence used interchangeably when great determination is discussed. Determination is also one of the six prajna paramitas, and I'll say a little bit more about that shortly. This is what Yasutani Roshi had to say about perseverance some 40 years ago. And he starts out talking about faith and doubt. The first of the three essentials of Zen practice is strong faith. It is more than mere belief. It is faith that is firmly and deeply rooted, immovable, like an immense tree or a huge boulder. It is a faith, moreover, untainted by belief in the supernatural or superstitious. Without unwavering faith in the Buddha's teachings, it's impossible to progress far in one's practice. The second indispensable quality is a feeling of strong doubt. Not a simple doubt, mind you, but a doubt mass. It is a doubt as to why we in the world should appear so imperfect, so full of anxiety, strife, and suffering, when in fact our deep faith tells us exactly the opposite is true. Strong doubt, therefore, exists in proportion to strong faith. From this feeling of doubt, the third essential, strong perseverance, naturally arises. It is an overwhelming determination to dispel this doubt with the whole force of our energy and will. Believing with every pore of our being in the truth of the Buddha's teachings, that we are all endowed with the immaculate Bodhi mind, we resolve to discover and experience the reality of this mind for ourselves. So doubt and determination go hand in hand. When we first come to Zen training, we rely heavily upon the teachers, training, the schedule, readings, etiquette, and the various traditional forms of practice. And this is necessary and helpful because we are not clear on what to expect or to ask of ourselves. That's why great determination is one of the essential virtues of practice, to have deep abiding trust in oneself and the Dharma is essential. To have profound doubt, the questioning mind, and the challenging our illusions and assumptions is critical. But without great determination, it is next to impossible to to follow this path. At various points along the way, we will face what appears to be impenetrable barriers, something we just can't pass through. There are people who have genuine spiritual doubt, but they can't get out of bed. Or they have deep trust in themselves, but they can't motivate themselves. That's why the path is a road that must be traveled to be realized. It is one step after the next. Take Zazen, for example. Daiko strikes the bell 3 times. In those very first moments of Zazen, we already encounter great determination. We try to stay with the breath, but we face the restless mind. Again and again, we let go and return to the breath. And again, the mind wanders. One breath, one thought, one awareness, one letting go, one returning. Is this not great determination? There are many obstacles in genuine spiritual training, and that's nothing extraordinary. Encountering difficulties is just a matter of course. But what do we do when we encounter obstacles or barriers? To persevere is to meet practice and move through and beyond the barrier. Another way of looking at the importance of effort or determination is from purely spiritual perspective. If we consider material progress, we see that research or a project started by one person can always be continued by another. It may take time, but someone would find a way to pick up where we left off and ultimately carry on. But this is not possible with spiritual progress. The realization we talk about in the Buddha Dharma, or teachings of the Buddha, is something that must be accomplished by the individual. No one else can do it for us. If, for example, you believe in God in an afterlife, no one else is going to get you to heaven other than you and your actions in this lifetime. The same can be said if you believe in reincarnation. In this respect, there is a lot at stake, and thinking short-term is not going to get you a desirable afterlife. The same can be said of enlightenment. One needs to think long-term, and this requires perseverance. I'd like to read a short piece called Belief, Doubt, and Sacred Ambiguity. It's by Kathleen Norris, who's an author and poet. Sacred Ambiguity. Doesn't that sound very Zen? So here she goes. When I first stumbled upon the Benedictine Abbey, where I am now an oblate, I was surprised to find the monk so unconcerned with my weighty doubts and intellectual frustrations over Christianity. What interested them more was my desire to come to their worship, the Liturgy of the Hours. I was a bit disappointed. I had thought that my doubts were spectacular obstacles to my faith, and was confused but intrigued when an old monk joyfully stated that doubt is merely the seed of faith, a sign that faith is alive and ready to grow. I am grateful now for his wisdom and grateful to the community for teaching me about the power of liturgy. The next 2 lines are the lines I'd like to highlight. They seemed to believe that if I just kept coming back, kept coming home, things would eventually fall into place. But if I had to find one word to describe how belief came to take hold on me, it would be repetition. Kept coming back and repetition, the seeds of great doubt, or great determination, excuse me. As I mentioned earlier, determination or effort is one of the six prajna paramitas. The word prajna means wisdom. It is the wisdom of living in a world of duality and understanding this duality at a deeper level. There are six aspects of this prajna or wisdom, and you'll probably or typically hear these aspects simply as the six paramitas. But it's always important to remember that the word prajna is connected to the six paramitas, because without it, we lose the connection of the paramitas to the Heart Sutra. The six prajna paramitas are important because they take what is expressed in the Heart Sutra and make it accessible so that the Heart Sutra can be put into practice. So the six prajna paramitas or perfections are generosity, discipline or ethics, patience, effort or determination, meditation, and wisdom. And each of the six prajna paramitas is an enlightened quality of the heart, the seed of perfect realization within us all. Paramitas are the very essence of our true nature. However, since these enlightened qualities of the heart have been obscured by delusion, ego, and other tendencies, we need to develop these potential qualities and bring them into expression. In this way, the six prajna paramitas are an inner cultivation, a daily practice for wise and compassionate living. Bringing these virtuous qualities of our true nature into expression requires discipline and effort. The prajna paramita of effort or determination is the enlightened quality of enthusiasm and persistent effort. In order to realize the paramitas in the face of unlimited challenges, we need the prajna paramita of determination. Enthusiastic effort makes all of the paramitas become powerful influences in our life. The essence of the perfection of determination is the courage, energy, and endurance to continually practice and actualize the Dharma. That is, to pursue the goal of awakening for the good of all beings, human and non-human alike. We use our body, speech, and mind, the three spheres of action, to work for the benefit of others. With joyous effort and the power of sustained application, we practice the Dharma without getting sidetracked. Without developing determination, we can become easily distracted and drop our practice with time. We practice with persistent effort and enthusiasm because we realize the tremendous value and benefit it brings. Firmly establishing ourselves in this paramita, we also develop self-reliance and the ability to follow through on spiritual and non-spiritual matters. With perseverance, we regard failure as simply another step toward success, and challenges as an inspiration for courage. The prajna paramita of determination brings eagerness to all we do. Without healthy and balanced enthusiasm, we might push too hard or give up altogether. The danger of pushing too hard is the topic of Donin's talk next week. Effortless effort, the Dharma gate of ease and joy. Shantideva, the great 8th century Indian Buddhist master, composed a poem called The Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. In Sanskrit, it's known as the Bodhicharavatara. Even though the poem was composed centuries ago, it remains remarkably relevant today and gives surprisingly up-to-date instructions on how to live sanely and open-heartedly, even in a very troubled world. It is essentially a distillation of all Buddhist teachings, and it shows clearly how these teachings can be integrated into our daily life. He essentially wrote the poem as a hands-on guide for himself, so that he could enjoy a life of great meaning and altruism, using the Prajna Paramitas as its framework. The chapter on the Paramita of Determination is called Relying Upon Effort, and this is how that chapter starts out. With the practice of patience, I should train in effort, because the fruit of enlightenment depends upon it. Just as a candle flame cannot move without wind, so the collections of wisdom and merit cannot grow without effort. Effort is a mind that delights in virtue. Its opponents are the laziness of indolence, the laziness of being attracted to non-virtuous actions, and the laziness of discouragement. The laziness of indolence develops when through being attracted to worldly pleasures, and particularly to the pleasures of sleep, we fail to become disillusioned with the sufferings of samsara, or the suffering in the world. Shantideva notes that once we have trust in the teachings of the Buddha, we'll naturally take delight in virtue. Laziness, as described by Shantideva, is not just lack of motivation, but also avoiding the unpleasantness of life. He points out that protecting a lamp from the wind allows the flame to burn without flickering, and that effort enables the virtuous mind to grow undisturbed. Again, what is great determination? It is finding joy that is rooted in all six Prajna Paramitas and the Bodhisattva precepts. Shantideva notes that laziness has three aspects: having no wish to do good, being distracted by negative activities, and underestimating oneself by doubting one's abilities. And the first two of these should sound familiar, because they're essentially the first two pure precepts. To Shantideva's third point, underestimating oneself by doubting one's ability, all of us want to be happy and to avoid suffering. But because of negative emotions, our minds are rarely at peace. As they arise, negative thoughts disturb our minds and create a negative atmosphere around us. Furthermore, these emotions make us liable to question our ability whenever we encounter difficult circumstances. While they persist, how can we tolerate them? We know that we are not going to live forever, so there should be a sense of urgency in not wasting precious time. And here's two more verses from Shantideva. Why do we not realize that while we are caught in the snare of delusion, such as laziness, we are trapped in the net of samsara and held within the jaws of the Lord of Death? The time of death will come quickly, so accumulate wisdom and merit while you can. Do not wait until the time of death to abandon laziness, for then it will be too late. We find this verse powerful and a real light, but eye-opener. Another way of looking at this is that if we are in a desert dying of thirst, it's a little too late to think about drilling a well. So I'd like to share another piece, a short reading, and this is from A Still Forest Pool. It's a collection of teachings by the great Thai monk, Chan Cha. And the short chapter speaks to great determination in a rather humorous, but also in a serious way. And the chapter is called Stick to It. Endurance and moderation are the foundation the beginning of our practice. To start, we simply follow the practice and the schedule set up by ourselves or in the retreat or the monastery. Do not worry about how long it will take to get results. Just do it. Practice endurance. If your legs hurt, tell yourself, "I have no legs." If your head aches, think, "I do not have a head." If you get sleepy while sitting in a late sesshin, say, "It is daytime." During meditation, using mindfulness of breathing, if you have uncomfortable feelings in the chest, take a few long, deep breaths. If the mind wanders, just hold your breath and let the mind go where it will. It will not go very far. Do not worry about enlightenment. When growing a tree, you plant it, water it, fertilize it, keep the bugs away, and if these things are done properly, your tree will naturally grow. How quickly it grows, however, is something you cannot control. At first, endurance and perseverance are necessary. But after a time, faith and certainty arise. Just do the practice, beginning with the basic steps. All the rest will follow. So, in closing, the practice of the Buddha Dharma is practice. It's not a matter of going to church or the synagogue or the mosque once a week. It's not a matter of having some higher power forgive us of our sins or tell us what to do. It is a matter of practice. It's a matter of doing and a matter of training. Practice is what we do. Training is the guidance that we receive. And together, these two aspects of the spiritual life are transformative. But it's not enough to do Zazen once or twice a week, or even every day. It's not enough to just come to the Zendo. It's not enough to sit on a cushion. We must keep growing, keep seeing the nature of reality. It's all in our hands. We are already fully equipped as a Buddha. If we willingly enter this practice, truly engage it. Ultimately, each one of us is a master of our lives. This practice is not a quick fix app that you can download. It is not for sprinters. It is for the long distance runner. So be determined to give your life to your practice. Be determined to give life to the Buddha Dharma. This troubled world needs more Buddhas. And this is where we all come in.